Joining us now in the Coach's Corner, powered by Hy-Vee, we have Newton girls basketball coach Jake Bennett. Coach, got season underway earlier this week, a Tuesday night game up at Sheraton, and it was a close one in the first half, all tied at 21, but then you guys apparently turned up the defense and came away with a 49-33 win, outscoring them going down the stretch, I think 28-12. So talk a little bit about that game.
Yeah, you know, Sheraton came out ready to go. They had a game under their belt too, and it was our first game. So I think that played a little bit into the first quarter jitters, I would say. I think we were kind of revved up a little bit offensively and defensively too. We came out in a press, and I think that kind of started our girls just a little bit too much tempo, I would say. So if I kind of had to go back, it might be able to take that off, just kind of slow things down in their head a little bit. But you know, we got some open looks, had some open shots. We just didn't execute and make them. I think, again, we're just a little sped up in the first quarter or so, second quarter a little bit too. And then, yeah, third quarter, we really talked at halftime about, you know, controlling what we can control and being able to go down and execute what we want to execute and move the ball a little bit more and kind of just get back in half-court defense. And I think that really helped our girls just kind of settle into the game and kind of just play confidently the rest of the way too. So, yeah, did a really good job that second half, just being able to stay composed, stay poised, and execute what we wanted to.
You might want to file that halftime speech there and pull it back out later this year. That's apparently worked wonders there, the way that things kind of changed around. Peyton Karkoff, of course, she's been one of your guards and kind of ball handler for the last couple of years, and she led the team in scoring with 14. Addie Sibula, pretty nice outing for her, 13 points as well, and person maybe you thought would kind of lead the way, the senior Tori White was third in scoring there.
Yep. All three girls did a really nice job. The entire team, I think we just had one person that didn't score. So the entire team was pretty good, pretty balanced scoring overall. A lot of our points came inside, I would say, especially that first half. I know Addie had probably 11 of her, I think 13 points just in the second quarter, maybe beginning of the third quarter. And then Peyton, when we kind of needed things to get settled down and we had our bigs working inside, that opened up some driving lanes for her to be aggressive. And I think our team did a really good job in transition too. And I know Peyton got some looks in that way and kept attacking the basket, got some fouls drawn on her and knocked down some free throws. So overall, I think our girls did a really good job executing as a team. And, you know, but it's kind of been our theme, I'd say, the last couple of years. We've just had some pretty even scoring. Different girls step up every time, and you know, I'm sure that's going to change who the leading scorer is most games. And,
yeah.
But it's nice to see that, you know, they're stepping out confident and they're kind of playing together and spreading the ball out.
Yeah, you mentioned, you know, before about how athletic this team is, and then those transition baskets are really big for you guys, since, you know, you can't really go if you're going up against someone who's got some bigger, taller players in there, it's kind of hard to score. So anytime you can get those easy ones in transition, it helps out quite a bit.
Absolutely. And they did a really good job. And again, it's first game, so we expected a little bit of the pregame jitters and kind of things moving pretty fast at the beginning of the game. That being said, even though we maybe slowed down a little bit the second half, we still found ways to push the ball up the floor, had some really nice passes, and our transition game looked really good. So, yeah, we're really looking forward to that being a part of it. And even though the transition was there, the girls were able to find other options, even just in half court, when we slowed things down and found ways to get off of screens and some back cuts and stuff like that too, that looked really well.
Now, I saw that they shot like 24 free throws, which I'm sure, you know, you didn't really like to see that. Was that kind of early in the game where you committed those fouls, like a little jittery, you thought, or was that kind of throughout the whole game?
No, it was pretty. I think we put them in the bonus every single quarter, which is we definitely need to clean that up a little bit. Again, I think a lot of it came to first game of the year and, you know, playing fast pace, having everyone there. We just need to kind of get settled down a little bit and get back to us playing some just hands-free basketball, being set type of thing. And once we get those things cleaned up, we'll be good. But yeah, ultimately we don't want to really put them on the line that many times and give them opportunities to get points in that way. So that's definitely one of the things we took away from last night is just, you know, we got to be able to play clean going forward.
Yeah. Well, you're not going to have much time to work in anything in practice because you're going to be playing games here over the next week quite a bit. You got three games coming up next week, Grinnell, Marshalltown, and Indianola, and those are always tough affairs. The Grinnell game always seems to kind of go down to the wire.
Yeah, it does. The last couple of years. I think it was a four-point game last year, and then the year before that. No, we were up at halftime, and then, you know, it was just kind of back and forth. So, you know, we're excited to have that game. We love having those competitive games, especially early. I think that'll just help us down the stretch. And then, you know, at Marshalltown, at Indianola, those are always games that are fun for us to be able to play it. You know, at Indianola last year, we played pretty close at their place. I think it ended up being an eight-point game. And so, you know, we're excited to have those opportunities to have competitive games early again, work on some of the things that we can and learn from each game along the way. Like you said, we kind of have a small roster. So, you know, our girls are going to have to learn how to play tired and those sort of things without much rest. Luckily, like we said earlier, they're pretty athletic and involved in a lot of things. And so I think they're going to be able to handle it. And I think that's going to really help them throughout the season, because they're going to be used to having to play when you need your best players on the court and legs are tired. Our girls are going to be used to playing like that. So, you know, in critical moments, I think in the fourth quarter, later in the season as well, we're going to be, I think, have an advantage in that way.
Yeah, of course, Indianola is the start of the conference, and Little Hawkeye Conference, as we all know, is kind of a gauntlet. So it'd be nice to get out and get that first win for you guys.
Yeah, absolutely. That's one we're looking forward to. And like you said, Little Hawkeye Conference is always tough. So we have those games circled on our schedule, games we want to make sure we go out and execute and play well in. And yeah, we're really looking forward to the challenge. I know they just beat Urbandale. And so, you know, they're going to be a tough team as well. And, you know, we're excited for it. We're excited for the challenge.
How many in the game against Sheraton, did you pretty much get everybody in?
Yeah, we have eight on our bench. We got all eight in. All eight played pretty big minutes throughout the game. So, we had some foul trouble. So, we kind of out of necessity played everyone too. And we have a freshman, Molly Meyer, that, you know, stepped in and she played pretty much, I think she played at least the second, third, and fourth quarter and played some big minutes in those when we needed other girls to sit for a bit. So, she stepped in at critical times and was able to move the ball and execute as well. And her teammates helped her out in that way as well.
Oh, yeah, it's about three freshmen do that for you last year.
yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
so, okay. Well, hey, appreciate your time and wish you the best of luck as we'll be following you as you guys head through that gauntlet of three games coming up next week.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Jake Bennett, head coach of the Newton girls basketball team, joining us on the Coach's Corner powered by Hy-Vee.